Wednesday after Ascension, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Spirit of God, on the waste and the darkness, hovering in power as creation began, drawing forth beauty from day and from chaos, breathing God's life in the nostrils of man. Come and sow life in the waste of our being, pray in us, form us as sons in the sun. Open our hearts to yourself, mighty Spirit, bear us to life in the three who are one. Your sorrow will turn to joy. Alleluia. Psalm 125. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, "What marvels the Lord worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed, we were glad." Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your sorrow will turn to joy. Alleluia. Whether we live or whether we die, we belong to the Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 126. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labour. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when it pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly, sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows! He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Whether we live or whether we die, we belong to the Lord. Alleluia. From him, through him, and in him are all things that exist. To him be glory for ever. Alleluia. A Canticle from Colossians 1. Let us give thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness, and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. From him, through him, and in him are all things that exist. To him be glory for ever. Alleluia. A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The things that no eye has seen and no ear has heard, things beyond the mind of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him, these are the very things that God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit reaches the depths of everything, even the depths of God. Responsory: The Holy Spirit is the advocate. Alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Spirit is the advocate. Alleluia, alleluia. He will teach you everything. The Holy Spirit is the advocate. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the advocate. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Alleluia. Intercessions. With the apostles and with all who have received the pledge of the Spirit, we praise and call on God. Lord, hear us. God of power and might, you have taken up Christ into the glory of heaven. Help all people to see that he is living in his church. Lord, hear us. Father, you said of Christ, "This is my Son, the Beloved, listen to him." Make the voice of your Son resound in all people's hearts and bring them to salvation. Lord, hear us. May your Holy Spirit come to dwell in the hearts of your faithful and renew the face of the earth. Lord, hear us. Into your hands we commend our dead. Confirm our hope in the resurrection to come. Lord, hear us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God of mercy, you have gathered your church together by the Holy Spirit. Keep us devoted to your service and united among ourselves. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.